Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 9th. We're less than a week away from a former US president going to criminal trial. Donald Trump's last-ditch attempt to postpone his hush money trial has been shut down by an appeals court. His lawyers were asking for a delay and a new venue, arguing that Trump can't get a fair trial in New York, where jury selection is due to start on Monday. CNN's Paula Reed has more.
The Trump lawyers argue that pre-trial publicity is making it impossible to get a fair trial, but prosecutors said, look, it's too late to do something like that, and the way we will weed out biased jurors is through jury selection.
Trump is facing criminal charges for allegedly trying to cover up a scheme to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair. He's pleaded not guilty and denied the affair ever happened. And special counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to reject Trump's claim that presidential immunity protects him from accusations that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. The justices will hear arguments on that on April 25th, and a delayed decision could push a trial date past November's election, meaning if Trump gets back in the White House, he could order the DOJ to drop the charges. Hamas says the latest deal proposed by Israel for a ceasefire agreement in Gaza does not meet their demands. The group said it got the proposal through Egyptian, Qatari, and American mediators. CIA Director Bill Burns presented a new deal over the weekend, which includes the release of a higher number of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the expected 40 Israeli hostages. This comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says timing has been set for a ground offensive in Rafah, without saying exactly when that will be. But the US says Israel can't expand its military operations into the border city without a plan to move the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there out of harm's way. CNN's Scott McLean has more.
They say it would be a disaster. The State Department says that it has not seen a credible plan from the Israelis, and it's not even about a credible plan at this point because the Americans insist there are better ways for Israel to achieve its goals and take out the remaining Hamas militants there without displacing that many people and without the humanitarian disaster that would surely ensue.
Arizona's Supreme Court is set to rule on whether to uphold a current 15-week abortion ban or go back to an older law that bans pretty much all abortions at any stage of pregnancy. The 1901 law only makes exceptions for when abortions are necessary to save a pregnant person's life, and it means providers could face prison time. The expected decision follows months of legal debates about which law should apply in the state. Last week, a group of pro-abortion rights organizations said it gathered enough signatures for a November ballot measure to let voters decide on protecting abortion rights in the state's constitution. Last night, UConn became the first team to win back-to-back men's NCAA basketball titles since 2007. The Huskies beat Purdue 75-60 in the finals, meaning they've now won six national championships. Four of UConn's five starters finished with double-digit points. And Sunday's final shattered the ratings record for women's college basketball, with 18.7 million viewers tuning in to watch South Carolina beat Iowa. Up next, Tesla has reached a last-minute settlement over a fatal crash. Tesla has reached a settlement with the family of a man who died in a fatal crash, which they say was caused by how the company markets the capabilities of its autopilot technology. Tesla was due to go to trial yesterday, before an undisclosed agreement was reached at the last minute. Walter Wang was killed when his Tesla hit a concrete highway median in California in 2018. An NTSB investigation found that autopilot was engaged for nearly 19 minutes before the fatal crash, when the car veered off the highway while traveling at 71 miles per hour. Tesla says its autopilot and self-driving technologies are ahead of the competition, but Wang's family said the company oversold its capabilities and that it's not safe to use as advertised. That's all for now. I'll be back with more stories at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.